This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now into the third juz of the Quran, Alhamdulillah, which begins by recognizing that some prophets were given greater miracles than others. And that's from the wisdom of Allah. Whatever Allah gives, there's no injustice in it. And whatever He holds back, there's wisdom in it. And then it moves on to Ayatul Kursi, which is a verse everyone should memorize. Our children should know it, alhamdulillah. It's a verse which is the most important verse of the Quran and has the summary of Tawheed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves to the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Alam tara ila alladhi hajja Ibrahima fi rabbih. And we learned something here in Da'wah. I heard from one of our teachers years ago that you don't have to respond to everything people say. So Nimrud, he says, I cause death and life. Ibrahim doesn't, he doesn't get into arguments with him. He goes to the essence of the article, which is Al-Qudra. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the sun to rise from the east. Can you cause it to come from the west? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. And the argument of that disbeliever was defeated. Look at the genius of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Abraham, who goes to the essence, not the particular. When people are arguing with you about secondary issues, take them to the fundamentals and it will expose their flaws. Later on in this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about giving. And we know now that a large number of people, specifically Muslims I know, due to these incredibly insane cuts across the federal government, have lost their jobs, are looking for jobs, are worried about their income and their future. Many of them are very young. Many of them have been vilified because they were involved in development and charitable projects. Subhanallah, one of the best ways you can get is to give. One of the best ways to receive is to extend giving to others. So I want to encourage everyone to be super generous in this month. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was as generous as wind, which is out of control, like it would touch everything. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, karih al-mursala, the hadith says. And then we know that Surah Al-Baqarah ends with what are called the treasures from the treasures of Jannah, the last few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, which again we should all memorize, that contain the foundations and essence of faith and practice. And then we move on to Surah Ali Imran, the third chapter of the Quran. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the two illuminated chapters, yani Dhahrawain, Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran. Another narration, he said that Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran will come and they will plead with Allah on your behalf. One of my teachers, subhanAllah, one time he was reviewing Surah Al-Baqarah in his home and he said he saw lights like illuminating from the walls. There are karamat associated with these chapters that come from Khibra. And this month you should really spend time with the Quran, but make a commitment to really study Surah Al-Baqarah. Abdullah ibn Umar, 12 years study Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. In Surah Ali Imran, we find a beautiful story, and that is the challenge of accepting God's plan for us. We are not allowed to say Al-Mani' without saying Al-Mu'ti. Al-Mu'ti without Al-Mani'. We have to say both names together, the one who gives and the one who withholds. رُبَّمَا عَطَاكَ فَقَدْ مَنَعَكَ وَرُبَّمَا مَنَعَكَ فَقَدْ أَطَاكَ. Maybe Allah gave you, but He kept something from you. And maybe He kept something from you, but in fact He gave you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We find in the story of the mother of Mary that she wanted a boy, because at that time, that law had this patriarchy that only men could go into the temple. The Prophet ﷺ, he removed this. It's sad to see that some Muslims have brought this back. But subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ, as Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَيَضْعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. He removed this kind of, these difficult, compulsive particulars found in the humanly created Mosaic law. And so she wanted a son, so he could have access to worship. I want my son to be an abid. How many of us, when we think about our children, we make dua for our children, we ask Allah, oh Allah, make my children awliya. Oh Allah, make my children from the salihin. Not this school, that school, make them from the awliya. Make them from those who love you, who will bring back the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah decreed that she would have a girl. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْتَ. So when she dropped her load, she gave birth. She said, oh, I gave birth to a girl. There's two qira'ah here that show the adab of the salihin with qada. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at is the majority. Even Hafs from Asim, and the majority, they read it this way. But Shu'bah, he reads it this way. Back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'atu. Allah knows best what I gave birth to. I leave it to Allah. Allah knows, alhamdulillah, I leave it to Allah. And what came from that contentment with Allah's decree? فَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا is Sayyida Maryam. Sayyida Maryam, alayha salam. And so we learn something, that to be content with what Allah has given and to use it to obey Him is where we find khayr and barakah. So this whole entire part of the Quran is about blessings and how we use them. Not having what we see as blessings and how we use them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi tawfiq wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad.